Dod Matheson telled his twa loons, Ned and Alec, that now they kent the word, they could stop a shelt in the road and reest it. Aye, and if they'd a mind, and they wanted to dee, if they wanted to lie with a woman, they just had to touch her peenie, and she would follow them forever the later, and lie down to them without a meout. The Fusky passed her own and weighed the challenges and boasts. Far were ye made a horseman joke, speared Sonny Crookshank. In a horseman's half hour the sun never shone, far the wind never blew, far the crook never crew. In a horseman's half hour the sun never shone, on the feet of a maid never trod, ben the dew. Come, joke, douse upon. Tam Davidson, three quarts blazing afore the proceedings started, began to sing. Here's to the horse with the foul fight wheat, the chestnut tail and mane, a star in his face and a spot in his breast, and his master name was Cain. Sworn now never to reveal their mistress to onybody in an apron, either than a smith or a farrier, the drinking grew deeper and the songs grew rougher. Here's to Horn, Corn, Lint and Yarn, the Pintle and the Plough, Corn Mills and Whisky Stills and Cunts we call you. Donald Chalmers telled the halflands foo to cure a shelter colic, with isle of turpentine and ground ginger made in a bars of flour or meal. Jock Dow telled them a drop of warm ale with wheat spirits and nitre, and a wee sup laudanum was better. Dod Matheson telled them, a champion stallion he'd hid the groom and owed his last fee, cad Dick, had sired 5,000 foals in his 22 year. At his hecht, this winner for beast could serve a mere elke 2 hours, day and night, at £60 a time in the breeding season, sic a valuable beast that the farmer fed him on raw eggs and gallons of milk, worth 5,000 guineas a horse like you, and mair money than you could ever imagine, aye, and worth every penny. Up until now, all that many had kent about shelts was that hop meant start and hoa meant stop, but out of the neist 2 or 3 hours she learned a deal mair than yon that nae quine's lugs had ever heard afore. But then, though, what Aeson's face was chalk white with pain, excitement, flag, and a belly for a chape fisky he'd never tasted afore that night. He keeled out with a dunt and had to flee. Die, ach, well, with an early start, quod joke Dow, laith to stop her the fusky. Nay, worthwhile lousing with pints, we'll just hit to put our beach straight back on, quod the horseman fedron racked. In being, foo and happy, the horseman clattered out into the wee sma' hours of a calm November morning, to hide her hame with a thick heed. Ah, but joke Dow, for his bed lay hard by the barn, and steered in Hillock's chamber. He looked a long minute, wind up was it worth paying Meg, his sweetheart, a visit, wi' his maister awa' fae hame, but thinking better on he turned down. If Izzy Mingus catched them, he kenched clipe, though she'd mak fine tumbling hersel, he'd you lose none of their ear at twa, for he'd heard she was easy trysted awa' by the loons he knew. She would lead her folk a recht fine dance when her breasts were athocht to follow. Thank God for yon, said Izzy, if Jock had gin a into the house would I never have slipped back in without him kenning would been out. If Jock had gone into the house, my dad would have thrashed and sacked him, aye, and made Ramsay tea for a fool vratch, coming he piously. Your dad might have tried, quo' Izzy, but my money would be in Jock for winning the argument, and whicking up her skirts, she stewed long into the nuke of the frost at steading, afore tiptoe and after many into the house. But Minnie never sleepit a wink yon next after thorn, for whenever she closed her een, all she could see was the great green glowing shape of Jock Dow, transmogrified into the horseman's link with the deal. And she minded sign of the pages for Maddie's schoolbook sharp and red, though she wasna a loon and didna warrant a fancy education. She thought in upon the great mere, the goddess of horsemen worshipped throughout the hail of the ancient world, by Celt and Roman alike, and she thought in Pegasus, white with his muggle wings, and she thought in unicorns with their magic horns that step at Ben Men's dreams. deal the sleep could she win that night, for the whinny of centres and water kelpies, and even she thought in the great wind horse of the east that raid the left of the Buddhists. But maist o' a', she thought in the shelty steen in the woods that raised for the back of Colrogy Squeal, and the queer old carl that sat astride the back of the ancient shelt. And she wondered if, like Jock Dow, he was sibbed to the deal, with a power o' grip and ward o'er shelts and women. And syne she gripped her dolly Betsy Tiller and grat for rage and vexation, that never in the hell of her life must she join the brotherhood of horsemen, for women folk were barred. Oh, thorn was coarse to thole, for she liked her feather shelts better nor any of them. She liked her feather shelts better even than Jock Dow, her feather himself, yet she darna let dab that she kent the word, nor speak it, or she would be torn limb by wild horses, and her heart cut it out wi' a knife, and her beans left in the shore for the sea to shift. And in yon happy thought, 2 hours afore morning milking, she steeked her weary een and fell asleep.